50-75 pounds on good land. And they was lots of them girls then. And they, to me, hits the best, makes the best pie yet of any kind of a pumpkin.
Even now,
as a few.
Well, you had mentioned before to me that they had watermelons and mushmelons. Mentioned those. Would there be any other types of melons?
There's a citron. It ain't fit to use. It belongs in the watermelon family.
Oh.
Only for now, the rind of it makes it's cooked and it's all right. But for eating it, you eat it, it ain't no good. But we do have, and we have a plum granny. There's a thing called plum granny. And Italy, it's edible, all right enough. But the watermelon, and there's many types and many kinds of watermelons. And the ears of the cantaloupe and the mushmelon. Now, there's two kinds there. They call that little round fella, and he grows to be a pretty good, he's called a cantaloupe. Well, then the big one that grows to be a good big size, he's called a mushmelon. And then we've got another one of it. He's a long fella. Grows as long as your arm here, maybe. They call him a banana mushmelon. And the watermelon, of course, he grows in different size, names. They had a melon they called back in, I first remember, it's a striped melon, they call him a rattlesnake melon. And then they had the Tom Watson melon, which is a green melon, and they're about as old as I can remember. And it, of course, they've had melons always.
Do you call those things that would come up in the fields or in the woods after a rain, little umbrella shape?
Yeah, that's May apples.
May apples.
And he's got, they'll grow on some of them, a pod that's edible too. Children eat some around,
have you ever known people to eat mushrooms?
Yeah, I do. But we don't. We never did eat them. We don't know them, nothing about them yet. But we've got a son-in-law that thinks them
he likes them.
Oh, he thinks it's one of the best. And it may be, or it I'd
is
be.
Is that what you would call them?
Yeah, we call them mushrooms. They call them, now what we've got here in this part of the country is a toadstool moose.
Yeah.
And he ain't fit to eat. He's poison. He'll kill you. Uh-huh. And we don't know the difference in them.
Between that and the...
Mushroom, you see.
Uh-huh.
We just don't know here. The average fella don't know them.
Uh-huh.
And... I never see them. Cause you can buy them in the store.
Mm-hmm.
You can buy them now in the store. But this son-in-law is a Ukraine. He comes from Ukraine, from here. He's a boy, and he's lived in Michigan most of his life. And they're just a choice dish for them.
Mm-hmm.
And
If a person had something stuck in his throat and his throat was swollen or something, he might say, he couldn't get it down because he couldn't...
be choked.
Mm-hmm. He might be able to chew it, but then he wouldn't be able to...
Good, below here, he's choked in his throat here.
Mm-hmm. What would people, in addition to pipes, she was talking about her grandmother smoking a pipe.
Yeah.
Besides pipes, what would people smoke?
They smoked back in that day. They smoked cigars.
Uh-huh.
And the cigarette came along.
That was later.
Yeah, later, yeah. They grow the most of, there's lots of tobacco grown here.